Blog Talk Radio.
When I get ready,
what you gonna do?
Well,
what you
gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart to the
ball.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
To bring unto you the divine word of God as I know it to be.
And so I'm going to talk a little tonight, and I don't want to rush through, so I just want to, and I want to stipulate that this program on tonight might require, that is, if we have any minors listening, it might require a parental guidance in advisable. Because some of the things might be a little explicit. It's not going to be too explicit, but, you know, just for your FYI. And we'll continue to stay in the realm of God. We'll always remain in the ramification of God. Whatever we deliver unto you, it will be in moderation. And so, our numbers that I've put up on the monitor. If you have any prayer petitions at the conclusion of this program, you're welcome to call in. And those numbers are 646-200-3074, 877-598-8654. And you're welcome to call in with your prayer petitions at the conclusion of this program. And our sermon on tonight, entitled From Church House into Jew Joint. And we have in references that it's the devil's playground. And we're taking our first key scripture out of the law of 2 Corinthians 6 and 17. And the word of God says this: Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separated, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you. Hallelujah. And we're going to go and read our second key scripture for tonight. Better to be a humble spirit with lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Proverbs 16 and 19. And we want to talk about, in today's worship service, we have seemed to have forgotten what God's church house is really about. And so what I did, I went into the Webster Dictionary and I looked up church. And Webster defines church as the Lord's house. Now, what do you know about that? Now, even Webster Dictionary is acknowledging the church house of a church. Webster defined church as the Lord's house. And then the number two definition of Webster findings is Christian worship. And so we have somehow lost the definition of what God's sanctuary is and its purpose and its usage. And so God told us, those who worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. And then God also told us, he said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So we know when we start presenting God's house, God's church, his sanctuary, making it out of a Jew joint, a flop house, a whore's house, a strip bar, where you can just sit down and sit a spell and do as you please. That is out of line with God and His word. God is not pleased with such act of fleshly desires. God's house is a place where we worship and we give reference to God. We give God praises for the things that He has performed in our lives. And, you know, now people have got too comfortable in the church house. And now they go there and they want to drink beverages. I mean, you know, I'm talking about beer. They want to drink beer and pull tabs and turn their bottles up and put on, you know, Isaac Hayes and Teddy Pendergrass and all of those things. That's unlike God. But you know, God has His chastisement. And just like you and I chastised our children when they was coming up, and we was chastised also as we was coming up. Well, as children of God, we will be chastised as well for being disobedient unto God's word. The church house is not a place where you go and you do the bump and you do the dance. I used to know that dance, but, you know, it's kind of like a two-step. But God said, be ye separated. So that means that you did all those things in the world. You went to the club. You went to the bars. May have been a strip bar, may have been a titty bar, or what have you. There was just things that was not like God. But when you made it up in your mind, because this was your mind, and only you can make that decision, that when you made up in your mind to leave the world, you left all of those things behind. Now, some of you might not have left those things behind, but if you have not left those things behind, then you're not serving God wholeheartedly. Because God said that the things that you used to do, you would not have a desire to do those things anymore. Because you have turned over a new leaf, and you are now living under the guidelines of God that He has set forth in His word. And we cannot straddle the fence. We cannot continually to do those things as though we have not had a change in our lives. Because in order to be renewed in your mind and on the spirit realm, that has to be a new mindset of the new things that you want to do for God. Because when you left the world, you left all of that behind, the things that was unlike God and God was not pleased with. But we find out that we're bringing that into the church house, and we made the church house into a Jew joint. Where you just go there and you can gossip, you can turn on the worldly music, and you can just get up and dance and for the whole world to see. But that is not entertaining as far as God is concerned. That is being disrespectful for God's house. If you want to do that kind of body lingo, then you should do those things in a place that implement that. If you want to go and do the two-step, then maybe you should go where they dance, you know, where the young and the old and the like go and dance and just dance till you get tired. But this is not a place where you go and dance, worldly dance, and smoke reefer and do your alcohol beverages and your beers and just do as you please. Because if that be the case, then there's no need to go to church. Just might as well stay at home. There's no need to go to church. Because people going to church to be renewed, to find that something that they're lacking in their heart. How can we compel the world if we're doing the same thing that the world is doing? We have to separate ourselves. The Bible says we're in the world, but not of the world. So that means that the things that the world are doing, we are not doing. Why? Because we have taken on a new spiritual man deep down inside of our heart. And so, like I said, we have just turned the church out to be what we want it to be an entertainment circus. But I tell you what, you know, some people feel like, you know, that's all right, but because God has not come down and struck lightning, you know, they feel like that they can just do anything. But you better ask the children of Israel about God. And he can get angry, and I wouldn't want to see him get angry because it is such a sight. I didn't know myself that God could get so angry. And he got really angry at the children of Israel for them complaining. He had delivered them out of 40 years of slavery. And they wished that they, you know, had been where God had just rescued them from. And so God had just got so tired of them complaining, you know. It wasn't happy, you know, by God just give them everything to eat. They was just living large. Excuse me. And yet, they was not satisfied. And the Bible says that God opened up the ground and just killed as many as he chose to kill. Whatever possession they had, houses, cattle, whatever possessions that they had, they was buried along with their possessions. That's how angry God had gotten with them. But you know, God is to be reverenced. God is to be respected. Because God is nothing to play with. God is nothing to toy around with. God is a spiritual deity. And so we are to regard our Lord and Savior in the highest of esteem, because if not, then we will reap the repercussions of God, hallelujah, of his wrath, and we don't know what manner of wrath that he will bestow upon anyone that being an outcast unto his house. So this is just a word to the wise, and I'm going to continue on in the program. I have still a lot to cover. But we know one thing, that the desires that we have, we want the approval. That's what we seek, the approval. And we shouldn't be seeking anybody's approval but God, since God is the only one that we will stand before the judgment seat of God and be judged out of these 66 books. And then God said that there was another book, and that was the book of life. But we find out in this world in which we live, we want approval of others, and it make us do strange things, like I first stated, turning God's house into a Jew joint, the devil's playground. We wear clothing that is fashionable. Whether we lack it or not, we accept invitations that we would rather decline. We work much harder than we want to for a level of financial success. And we really don't need, but most regrettable, however, we sometimes choose to follow a crowd that encourages us to do what is wrong. And that's what we're doing. And we can go into the law, 1 Kings 12. And it reads about the king Rehoboam, who was succumbed into the people's pressure. He rejected the good advice of the older and the wisest men who known his father Solomon and the mistakes that he had made as king Rehoboam. He listened instead to the counsel of his peers. They was much younger advisors with whom he had grown up with. And we are told that they was probably motivated by pride and a desire for power, and it was obviously swayed by their influence and how dearly he paid for his mistakes. Just like I first stated, there is chastisement in our disobedience unto God. We have pressure coming from society and peoples and peers and friends, and we are all influenced by it. It bears down on us from all directions, but we can choose the path that we take. If we are swayed by the pride or by those who love money, we can live for pleasure or long for power. We know that the pressure will lead us down the path that ends in destruction. But if we heed the counsel of those who are humble, good, and godly, we will follow the way that pleases God. Hallelujah. We know that those who follow the crowd, they soon become part of the crowd. We know that there are a million Christians that gather all around the world each Sunday to worship at their various church worship place of worship. And we know that we have God, and he's our Lord, our Savior, he's our Creator and our Redeemer. And whether we serve him and worship him informal, if it be casual, spontaneous church service, we know that God desire our wholeheartedness in worship. And we are to give him praise. We are to thank God for all of his mighty acts that he has bestowed upon us, each and every one of us. Because God has done great things for us. God do not owe us anything, but it's just God's good grace and mercy that he love us, and he said that he would supply all of our needs, and he even go beyond that. He go beyond the scope of giving us just our needs, but he even throw in a little of our desires as well. And we know that God people can harden their hearts and they fail to obey his word. And we know that the psalmist knew this to be true from Isaiah's experience. Under the leadership of Moses, they had been miraculously delivered from slavery in Egypt and had frequently praised the Lord in the law of Exodus 12 and 15. But almost immediately they began to doubt the goodness and trustworthy of God. They began to complain, just like I said, bitterly, and found fault with the Lord and his servant Moses. They ignored his instructions, and their worship became hollow. This angered God. That's why I said that God has an angry side. And I imagine he don't like to demonstrate it or use it until he's just fed up to hear, you know. But this angered God and resulted in their wandering, like I said, in the desert for 40 years. And they could have crossed in a shorter time. But most were not allowed to enter the promised land. So, we should just give God a prayer of praise. Now ask God to fill our heart with the wonder and the gratitude of his marvelous salvation, and help us to give him the praise that he deserves. Enable us to be faithful in our love and obedience to God. Hallelujah. We know that we can praise the Savior, ye who knows him. Who can tell how much we owe him? Gladly let us render to him all we are and have. And our worship is right only when we are right with God. Hallelujah. We know that King David proclaimed the Lord of hosts. He said that he is the King of glory. That's in the law of Psalms 24 and 10. And the word Selah was later added to the end of this psalms, and many others, some believe that it referred to an instrumental interlude because the psalmists were often set to music. Biblical scholars also suggest other possible meaning, including silence, praise, or interruption, or accentuate halt, or an end. But it reflects on these words, and it can help you and I to take a Sheila moment to pause and worship God. Worship God in spirit and in truth. If it's in a private sector of a home, riding down the road in our automobiles, worship God in sincerity, for God is a spirit. And God said, those that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. Total truth unto God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I hope and pray that I've said something to impact your spirit and to infuse your mind, as I have brought unto you divine word of God. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions that you would like the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Till we meet across these skyways and highways, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We will now changed the dimension of this program. We will now bring you Hymns of Zion. I hope to just uplift your spirit and enlighten your heart on tonight. And until we meet again, across these skyways and highways, you are most certainly encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
Thank you. Thank you.